The Buck Sexton Show.
Raising awareness has become a much abused concept. It's now become a catch-all for any number of ways to get yourself out of a false accusation or jumping on a bandwagon before the facts are in or creating a narrative that's just untrue. So people will say, well, I was just raising awareness. You say, well, in that case, I guess everything's fine because you were raising awareness, which is really important. And this is, I think, another instance of that. And as we see, and this is a more minor one, except you've got to be careful when you start throwing around accusations about individuals. There's a comedian named Sarah Silverman. I am not a fan, which is fine. I am entitled to not be a fan. I do not find her funny at all. Never have, but that's okay. There are comedians who are mainstream and leftist that I do think are really funny. We're not going to discuss them right now. I don't think Sarah Silverman's funny, never have. But anyway, that's really neither here nor there for the purposes of what we're about to talk about. She gave a public service announcement where she told the story about how, you know, wage gap, women not paid as much as men, discrimination, terrible, terrible. Play the beginning of that for me, will you, Stephen?
I was doing stand-up, you know, just around the town, and I did a show. I was out with my friend Todd Barry, and we were doing sets around town together. And, you know, I was pretty well-known already, and we both did back-to-back 15-minute sets at this club, the New York Comedy Club. And he paid me $10, and it was a Saturday night. I didn't think anything of it, you know. And we were outside talking, and Todd somehow brought up that he, you know, mentioned that he got $60. He just got $60, and I just got $10. We did the exact same time, back to back, on the same show. And so I went back inside, and I asked the owner, Al Martin, and I said, Al, why did you pay me $10 and you gave Todd Barry $60? And he, you know, it was so perfect because it goes up. Oh, did you want a $60 spot?
Yeah, it's a great story, except for the fact that it's not true. Now, you could say this is sort of a minor thing, and it is. Look, this is not ruining anyone's reputation or life. Let's keep this in the proper context. It's not a huge deal, but it's indicative of a mindset, which is that people now increasingly are willing to go out and tell these stories. They feel very safe telling stories with a certain narrative, even if the facts don't line up. By the way, the facts in this case with this unfunny comedian were that the individual who didn't pay her the same amount of money, it's because the guy who went before her was officially booked. She just sort of dropped in. This would be like, as I do sometimes at other places and have done, you know, you can show up and do a news hit somewhere and you're their guest. They don't pay you. That's not a wage gap issue for anybody. You're just not paid. And you know that going in. Other people are on contract and they're paid. So she wasn't somebody who was booked and therefore wasn't promised a certain payment. In fact, the only reason we know this is the truth is because the club owner, who was called out by name and did not appreciate that because he has a reputation too, and Sarah Silverman has admitted that that was definitely a mistake. And the second you're going to start naming names, you better have the facts straight. And she didn't. But the whole issue of the wage gap here comes up when, and he says that this is not true. And he says that he accepts her apology and that's all fine. Okay. You know what? We could wash our hands of this and say, all right, what's the big deal? Why is it a big deal? It's because it is yet another instance. It's just indicative of a mindset. Now, this is a minor incident in that mindset, to be sure. But it's part of the broader theme that we've been seeing, which is that people tell stories, people lie about things, journalists go along with things because there's a narrative, because they're trying to make some broader point about things. And this is why, for example, even when you look at the UVA rape hoax aftermath with Columbia Journalism School looking into it, there's still this conception of, well, they still don't know what happened that night to the false accuser in this case. They still don't know. They're still clinging to this narrative, and they still want to talk about sexual assault on campus. It's like, well, the facts have to be primary in any discussion, or else what are we even doing here? Just because you have a theme, or you got a narrative, or you have a story you want to tell, doesn't mean you're supposed to make stuff up, particularly when it can injure somebody's reputation. In this case, it was minor. In the UVA's case, it was massive. Same mentality, though. I think we need to call that out. Put a stop to it.
The Buck Sexton Show on the Blaze Radio Network.